is the can you just talk about the pass defense this year, how it's been? I mean, you're fairly low in the Big Ten standings.
I feel like our pass defense, we're starting to get better, and we just got to keep making strides as a defense, as a secondary.
And what are those strides? What can you do to improve this point of the season?
I mean, there's always something you can do to improve. Right now, we just have to work on our communication and keep make sure everybody's on the same page, and just continue to help out in the run game as safeties and corners.
But you don't try to change anything, you know, schematically, preparation, no changes?
Not really schematically. I mean, we can always improve our preparation and just keep practicing at a better tempo and keep getting better.
How do you deal with Denard Robbins?
He's most definitely going to be a problem for, like he is for any other defense. We just have to contain him and just stop him and just play well as defense.
Do you see a spy situation where you guys assign a guy to him?
I'm not sure as of right now. I mean, it's Tuesday. We got a long week of practice left. So, that's a possibility.
You know, that'd probably be you.
If it is me, I mean, I'm up for the challenge.
Have they given you any hint as to who the scout team quarterback might be this week?
No, we don't have a hint, but I mean, I'm sure whoever it is, they're going to do a great job in helping us prepare and just really keep the defense moving.
I know last year it was Nick Kuchel. What was he able to do then? I guess that led to you guys being able to shut him down a year ago.
Kuchel was a high effort guy last year, and hopefully whoever's in there this year can give us the same type of look and help us prepare as a defense.
What would you say to fans who are ready to jump off the ledge after losing Saturday, knowing what's coming up?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough loss, but I mean, we have four games left in the regular season on our schedule, so we're just going to go out and play those games. And as far as this week, we have a big game in Michigan, and just going to go out and compete and try to win it.
Look at those four games and big scheme of things. I know you guys like to only look at the single game, but you guys, even with two Big Ten losses, are still in control of your own destiny to get to the title game. How encouraging is that?
I mean, it's very encouraging to know that you control where you get to. And I mean, as a team, we just gotta stay composed and bring it in and continue to get better and go out and just try to win every week.
Are you a meeting guy, or is this a meeting type team where you throw the, you know, fifth or sixth year, seventh year, whatever you are, senior, throw the coaches out and say, okay, get out of here, let's just talk?
Not a big meeting guy, but if that's what the team needs, then that's what we'll do. I mean, we'll talk about it as a group and as the seniors, and we just got to rally.
What was I know that you were in on the onside kick. What is your view of that play, and what was that feeling like watching that sort of develop?
I was back there in the back end, and I saw it unfolding, and I was just hoping that we can get it, but unfortunately we didn't. So we just got to move on.
Are you guys vulnerable in special teams to those type of plays? You know, look at last year in the punt against Wisconsin, and it seems like those plays pop up more against Iowa than pretty much anybody else. I could be wrong.
It's probably like that because you're probably looking at our game in a closer microscope. But, I don't know. I mean, plays like that happen in college football, and we just got to try to prevent them.
Jordan, the weather forecast this weekend calls for some ridiculous wind on Saturday. It's still a few days out, but at what point do you start to kind of focus on the weather and maybe adjust for it game plan-wise?
As of right now, you can't really focus on the weather at all. I mean, we have to just worry about preparing and getting ready to play Michigan. Will the weather be a major factor? I'm not sure, but either way, we have to go practice like it's going to be weather like it is today.
What changed defensively in that fourth quarter last Saturday? Because in the first three quarters, you guys, for the most part, kept them in check. And then it seemed like when they got the momentum going, that's when they were able to move the ball and punch touchdowns in the red zone.
I don't really think anything changed. I just think they made some adjustments, and we have to just continue as a defense to go out and stop them.
You notice any changes with Michigan's offense from a year ago to now with their having new personnel as far as coaching is concerned?
They're definitely a team that's more confident and a team that's going to go out, and they've been competing every game. And, I mean, it's going to be a great game and a great chance to compete. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Have you seen much of them on film yet?
Yes, I've seen them on film. I mean, they're a great offense. They're a good football program, and they're more disciplined than they were a year ago. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough match.